This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, and maybe even if you're not, you've probably heard that ominous tagline, "Winter is coming." Well, a recent article in USA Today, along with some other online weather-related websites, predicts that it's not just winter, but the polar vortex that's coming, and that it's about to split into three pieces. To examine this potential phenomenon, we're turning to Eye on the Sky meteorologist Mark Breen, who joins us from his broadcasting headquarters at the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mitch.
So the article that I was reading says that these potential weather challenges are being triggered by a sudden and drastic warming of the air far above the Arctic Circle. And the result will be this disruption of the polar vortex, and it'll push a lot of this cold air south. So first of all, I'm wondering, is that on your radar as well? I apologize for the pun. And if it is there anything that's particularly unusual about that at this time of year?
Yeah, so these events, which as far as we know, have been going on since forever, but they really weren't discovered until the 1950s. And so we're still in the process of understanding them. The general idea is that these events, which we call stratospheric warming, it does affect things down here. And so we've actually been watching this since about mid-December or so, that this warming has been taking place. So there was an anticipation, even a couple of weeks ago, that somewhere in a 30 to 60 day time frame, that there would be a surge of some pretty significant cold air coming into the U.S.
and from above the Arctic there. And so the first thing I need to ask about then is this at all related to global warming? And perhaps in your first answer, you hinted that maybe it's not, because you say it's been going on forever.
Right. So the basic mechanism, as far as we understand it, what it does essentially is, instead of a general west-to-east airflow in the atmosphere above us, it starts undulating farther to the north and, by compensation, farther to the south. And so this actually happens pretty much every winter, but usually in a pretty minor sense. Now, in terms of connecting this to any sort of climate change, there are two pieces to that. It appears that, one, warmer temperatures in general in the Arctic may be causing at least some of this, or let's say that it would happen with more frequency. The other possibility is that the sun activity, which is historically quite low right now, that also has been tied to weaker weather patterns over the Arctic, which tend to translate into these surges of cold air coming from the Arctic southward.
Well, how bad do you think this surge is going to be over the next, let's say, month or so, as we get into, you know, some of the more intense winter weeks? Are we going to be seeing a lot of really rough winter weather in this region?
There is a good potential for that to happen. Anytime there is this type of stratospheric warming, there is a compensating cold spell that takes place, and it often varies in terms of its location. So it may happen in the western U.S. as opposed to the eastern U.S. So that's part of the puzzle that we have to solve. The other part of it is that this particular stratospheric warming is one of the stronger ones that we have on record. So if that compensates, accordingly, we would expect some extreme of winter weather somewhere in the northern hemisphere. Whether it targets us specifically, that becomes a forecast challenge that, well, we're just not that good at it just yet.
Right. And that's with a lot of sophisticated equipment that we didn't have going back to the 1950s, for sure. I'm sure you remember last winter, Mark, there was what they called the Beast from the East. It was a cold spell in Europe that a lot of people were unprepared for. Is that the kind of thing that we could see again with this polar vortex this winter?
That's exactly the idea, that somewhere in the globe. Now, it may be Europe. It may be, like I said, it could be Eastern North America, could be Western North America, that some of these areas will be targeted for some pretty severe winter weather. Now, I had mentioned earlier that the weakening of the solar activity has at least a connection to this. And so what tends to happen is the weather patterns in this type of situation get stuck. And so when it does settle in, and this happened to us back in 2015, from January through March, once the cold air establishes itself, it tends to stay in that location for an extended period of time. So it still appears that from about, say, the 15th or 20th of this month through a good part of February, we could, in the eastern U.S., experience a fairly significant period of cold and snow.
Mark, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of insight into this coming polar vortex. I appreciate it.
You are most welcome.
Mark Breen is a meteorologist who delivers eye-in-the-sky forecasts, which you hear right here on VPR from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury.